And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is in the studio today. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing. Just Corey and I, as Pete is recovering from a little surgery, and talking to him, doing great. I'm sure he'll give us a call here soon, and if not, I'm sure we'll look forward to talking next week, but doing great. Everything's going well, but taking one more week off to just kind of heal the bones, and we got a great one for you today, talking all kinds of great fishing, long range, local, and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's going to be a fun one today, Rick.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Always having fun. Always having fun having you in the studio, Corey. Lots to cover and talk about. But like you said, man, probably my most favorite person here on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Tim. Great to have you this morning. Always fun having somebody that you just, you know, there's no question when you talk to Tim, like you've got the passion for this sport and this world, and it's what you do. And we just love hanging out and talking fishing with you.
Fired up to be here.
Yeah.
I can talk fishing again. Yesterday we were all, you know, we had the big carb hearing yesterday.
Right.
So we sat all day in the SAC office and, you know, awaiting our opportunity to give public comment and watch the proceedings unfold. So, you know, I had my political hat on yesterday. I would much rather talk fishing, believe me. But we accomplished an awful lot yesterday. You know, I mean, this is, guys, on the political level, this is the real deal. I mean, these
things are trying to
bureaucrats and these experts very well could put this fleet out of business. And listen up, guys, because this is no joke. I mean, their objective is to, you know, clean up the environment, yada yada. But they've focused on this fleet, which look at it.
Right.
I mean, the most disturbing part is the figures that they've cited, you know, the math that they've used to cast this fleet as, you know, the evil dark polluters that need to be done away with. It's faulty data. Faulty information they've used. You know, you can make the equation say anything if you plug in the numbers,
right.
You know, and they're coming after us. I mean, they just straight, and the lack of understanding, the lack of outreach, I mean, they just go on and on and on. It's really disappointing, really disturbing. That said, I was encouraged. We were all encouraged by the CARB board, their responses, because we've been dealing with staff. You know,
okay.
They compile this information and present it to the board. And the CARB board definitely expressed concern about the path forward. I mean, we all want the same thing.
Right.
We all are dedicated to, you know, creating a better environment,
sure.
Cleaning up the environment, providing upgrades in upgrading our machinery, you know, clean air, clean. We're all on the same page as far as that goes. But there has to be a reasonable path forward for our fleet, for vessels such as ours. And that's where the divide comes between, you know, us and what staff has suggested so far. I mean, you just can't even believe it. You can't believe that as a small business owner that we are looking at potentially being made obsolete by a board of bureaucrats.
Right.
I mean, how is that possible?
A lifetime's worth of work and a lifetime's worth of enjoyment and passion and bringing food to people and bringing outdoors to people and all these good things, like a group of guys can say, all right, well, that's not going to be a thing anymore.
For a fleet that the majority of the time fishes far, far offshore, way beyond California regulated waters. I mean, way beyond. Marcus Medoc gave a great presentation, and we were cut off at the knees. They limited our public comment to a minute 30 seconds. So you got to pack an awful lot into a little bit of time. Marcus, his logbook data, which of course the staff did not use for any of their data or their results. The actual logbook data from Marcus was, what do you say, 16% of the time he actually spends in California state regulated waters. 16%.
Right.
So all this information they throw out there, you know, the gross polluters and we're the most horrible thing ever, you know, like images of giant smokestacks belching, you know, black smoke in the air. All that data is incorrect. It's faulty. And again, you plug that into the equation, and the reality of it is that our boats are operating a very, very limited amount of time in California state waters. I mean, we go in and out of the harbor. There it is, out to 3 miles. Even if it's out to 12 miles, you're talking about a couple, 2-3 hours out of our, you know, day and a half trip or our overnight trip. You know, the only boats that actually spend the majority of their time or all their time in state waters are the local guys, you know, the half-day boats. And how many half-day boats are there? I mean, a handful?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, the number of people that are. And the other thing that always grabbed me is I would say a high percentage of the boats in the fleet have continued to upgrade their machinery based on clean, you know, like that's
amen.
That's a grant, you know, that the boats are given. It's certainly not free. Right. There's a lot of money that they have to put out, but it's a, you know, to upgrade to the cleanest machinery available. And I mean, most of the fleet has utilized that while they're installing new machinery. It's always been to the highest, cleanest level. And if that was the thing that got me, is the tier that they are asking for still is not feasible.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah,
and it's not feasible. Not even at all. And you know, when that became crystal clear, the response, I mean, it's just stunning that the response is, well, looks like you're going to have to build new boats.
Yeah.
You know? And then the numbers are, you know, I don't want to get too far into the political weeds here, but then the numbers are couched. You know what I mean? Like the real numbers of building a new boat nowadays, you can imagine. I mean, it's in the neighborhood of $4-6 million. I mean, that's the real number.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's not even approachable.
It doesn't work. Yeah. I mean, it would raise the ticket price.
That's what I was going to say.
Raise the ticket price of a half day boat, of a three quarter overnight, whatever. It would raise the ticket price a break even number is 200%. And that's being generous, you know what I mean? It'll probably raise the ticket price like 300-400%. I mean, really, a half day trip, $350?
Yeah.
It's not realistic. It's not doable. So anyway.
Well, great job for you and all of our industry that was, you know, getting behind and spending the time. Because I know you're an extra tough on the bait tank guy. You're not a sit down and put the political hat on, but I know how important it is, and great to see such a showing of the industry and the family behind it.
Yeah, well, this is critical mass, and I know you guys have done a great job promoting that. And again, it looks like my sense of it yesterday was that we got a little breathing room. You know, a decision is not going to be made. The final rulemaking will not be announced. They said until 2022. You know, maybe first quarter 2022, but there's going to be another meeting. So we've got some breathing room, and it sounded like we had some of the cardboard that was, they were reluctant to get on board and crush us, which is great.
Yeah. Not out of the woods, but
we're not out of the woods.
Better than not.
Yeah. We're not out of the woods at all. I mean, we've got our work cut out for us for sure. I cannot give enough accolades to Ken Franke and Sport Fishing Association of California and the team of lobbyists that we've assembled who are working tirelessly on our behalf. They've done a phenomenal job.
Great.
And I mean, we've got footing anyway.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But everybody needs to, this is the real deal.
Yeah.
Like you need to get involved. You need to stay involved. And I'm talking to all our listeners out here and everybody, you know, that can lend an ear, lend a voice, write a letter, whatever it may be. When the time comes, the next call to action, everybody has to answer, because this is no joke.
And it's probably not too late to still sign, right?
Oh, for sure.
Like right now.
SAFishing.com.
Yeah. But this is, again, this is no joke, everybody. I know it's been emphasized before. I'm going to reemphasize it. They are perfectly comfortable with putting this fleet out of business, gone, done. No more San Diego Sport Fishing. No more Dana Point. No more. Gone.
Yeah.
And they're okay with that.
It's
so stunning. You can't believe this is reality. You cannot believe that this could be happening, but it is. So everybody, stay involved, stay tuned, pay attention. We talked about it. It's like the last stand here. No joke.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want your children, you want your grandchildren to have the opportunity to fish on a Southern California style sport fishing vessel in the future, you got to get involved. You got to speak up for yourself. I mean, not on our behalf. You got to speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
This is something
that
everybody out there loves, you know. So anyway, I don't want to get too far into the weeds. I think we're on good footing, but we are far, far from out of the woods.
Glad to hear that.
Well, so safefishing.com is...
I mean, there's a ton of avenues.
Yeah.
Safefishing.com, I know, was a big thing as far as getting your information out there. CCA California as a recreational angler, Sport Fishing Association of California. I mean, there's lots of ways to be informed and involved. And I
see it on the landing sites, too. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got a big thing at the landing when you sign up for your ticket. But, lots of ways to, and like I say, well said and here, and a nice job from you guys. With that said, the thing you do like a lot more is going fishing. And, boy, there's still some, you know, it's been a very interesting season that has just gone on with this amazing bluefin and then everything going on, you know, as we get later in the season. The fishing you guys had at the island, it's been another wild one. And how's things progressing as we roll into the fall here on Royal Star?
Well, look at this trip is just a phenomenal example of how vast the opportunity is. I mean, the guys are you know, we forewent the option of going out to the island this trip. The guys got down below, and finally the lower banks opened up. You know, I mean, Gerb left there. Gerb, my partner Brian Sims, left there with a solid 10 over 200.
Oof,
got a 300-pounder. I mean, it was legit, real deal, big fish fishing. And some big boys too, 278, 284, 285.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 302. So there's been, you know, we've all been waiting for the door to open down there. There's been a few hints that I believe we're going to build on that now.
Awesome.
Usually when those things show up, you know, there's it just, let's just say the door was cracked open. He's not the only one. The guys, some of the guys on the other rigs got in there and got in on it too.
That's
so
great news.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It's progressing exactly like we hope. But what a phenomenal fall season.
Jeez.
I mean, it's like,
right?
Again, it's followed just like this summer. I mean, this is, you know, we keep saying that we talk about how incredible these fishing years are, and I know we've referenced it before on the show. It's like it just keeps getting better and
it's
better.
Wild.
Somebody asked me, I'm trying to remember who it was. Somebody asked me about the fishery. I was giving an interview about this fishery here in Southern California and what my take was on the health of the fishery. And I mean, would anybody believe that in 2021 fishing is way better and the opportunities are vast, are incredible today? They are more vast, more incredible today than the last
3, 4, 5 decades.
I mean, in 1990 or 1989. Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing the opportunities. I mean, these last few trips, guys, I've used the term before. It's supermarket fishing. You know, it's like, okay, we're going to go get our beautiful tuna on the ridge. The grade of tuna on the ridge is incredible. I mean, there's these 30 to 40 pound yellowfin down there. Just beautiful grade. Incredible. We're going to go get our tuna today. We get as many of those as we want.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get our wahoo. You know, we go out to either the rocks or a kelp on the way out or down on the ridge. We're going to get our wahoo. Okay, we got that done. Check off the list. We're going to get our dorado and go out, find a kelp. Check that off the list. We're going to get our yellowtail on the way up the coast. You know, check that off the list. Just bing, bang, boom.
Crazy.
Yeah, we're going to get a few big ones, you know, go out to the island, get a few trophies to end up on. Or we're going to get some big ones, go down to the lower banks.
That's
now.
There's 300-pounder?
It is. It's supermarket.
That's crazy.
And it has been that way. I mean, think about how incredible this season has been. I mean, it's just like take your pick. Where do you want to go to make your catch? I don't want to – look, it's not easy either. I don't want to take anything away from the guys that are driving these boats because, you know, there's plenty of times when conditions go south and you know, we're blood, sweat, and tears,
sure,
you know, to make a catch. It's not easy, but it's all about the opportunity. There's going to be peaks and valleys, you know, conditions,
always,
whatever, moon phase. But
the overall picture.
The picture is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is. And it's been that way. Local fishing, it's been that way. Long-range fishing, I mean, day and a half, 3 day, 5 day, 8 day, 10 day, just unbelievable how consistent the opportunities have been.
The other thing that gets me is how much fishing we're getting out of a quote unquote a season. We were talking about the shop, you know, and not many years past, you're waiting for June and sometimes July to roll around because then we'll have some local tuna to go fish for. We were full speed running bluefin in March, and it is we are more than halfway through November, and it's still just as good. You know, the feeling, which I it always drives me crazy, and I understand it to a level, but like the feeling is of that, you know, people talking about running out of fishermen before running out of fish. I know the boat's fishing day and a half out of Fisherman's Landing, limits of bluefin for the last trip they ran yet again, and you just see it, you know, it's just. You're watching still. If the fishing was of this caliber on a normal year in May, it would just be press everywhere, light bulbs going off, and now it's just still there, still limits of bluefin.
Yeah, unbelievable,
crazy
bluefin from and you know, clearly they're not going anywhere, and you know, we're certainly not denting them. I mean,
right?
My God, the amount of bluefin, it's just stunning. I mean, this must be what it looked like, you know, 100 years ago. Or, you know, it's an amazing testament to effective fisheries management. It really is.
That's cool.
I don't know what else you can assign it to. You know, this increase in availability, increase in the stock that we've seen. And granted, it's anecdotal. I'm looking with my eyes, so. You know, maybe there's more to it, but
if you would have said this 7 years ago that we were going to be in this 6 year cycle or whatever, I wouldn't have believed it. I mean, I how could you? You know,
I, doing this as long as I have, this is 37 years. You know, in this fishery, 34 long range fishing. I would believe anything now. You know, I mean, it's just like you know how the ocean is.
Yeah.
You just see so many things are so incredible, but. Again, I think it's so encouraging to see that especially these pelagic stocks, you know, if you just apply a little bit of common sense and good management, that these stocks rebound amazingly you know,
it's incredible.
I mean, it's been that way. Let's roll back. Even the slower growing stocks, the rockfish. Look at how the rockfish rebuilt. I mean, it's very encouraging. It works exactly. If everybody plays by the rules, follows the rules, and fisheries are effectively managed, I can see 10, 20, 50, 100 years having incredible opportunities for, you know, generations to come, that the same kind of opportunities that we're enjoying. And that's really what it's about. I mean, we're responsible for paying it forward, right?
I like it.
So I'm encouraged by what I see. The bluefin, my gosh, man. Like what we're seeing here, right out in front, unbelievable amounts of bluefin, right?
Literally, right out front.
Yeah, like go from, leave Tanner Bank and go to, you know, point on your compass towards, let's just use a point, towards Punta Banda. You're going to run into schools randomly, point towards Coronado Islands. And I mean, like, the whole way. And at the same time, what was it, 2-3 days ago, I mean, they're still seeing big schools up off of Monterey, up off of Santa Cruz. Like this is... This isn't even all of it right here.
Yeah, this is just where we happen to have our little gathering that we happen to be catching.
Right, right. And it's not like there's just a few there and the rest. Like, they're all in between, too. Like, you really kind of wrap your head around the amount of fish that's out there. It's, again, just so encouraging just to see. And looking into future seasons, you know, like, I wouldn't doubt if this season, this bluefin season, it is a year-long thing. You talk about running out of fishermen. We did run out of fishermen the last few years. Yeah. And like, come the second week of December, everybody's just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, and there were still bluefin right out in front. There were yellowfin right out in front. It's very likely going to be the same thing. You know, if you want to get a bluefin, I think they're going to be – from what I see right now, I think it's going to remain available. December, January, February, March, just a matter of whether or not – you can, you know, you have the weather, number one,
sure,
wintertime and the wherewithal.
That's so cool.
And here we have Thanksgiving next week.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we've just got such an awesome show coming today, Corey.
Really. Yeah, we really do. And it's such an honor to have Tim Ekstrom in here from the Royal Star and so much knowledge and not only the political end, but definitely on the fishing end. And it's stoked to have him in here. If you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090. That's the number. We're going to give one lucky caller today a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. And one lucky caller there at 213-432-1090. Or you can message us via the app. You can text us via the app. A cool way to do it. And it's great. You know, it comes to Rick and I. We get the messages.
Yeah, the text the show option's been a lot of fun. If you want to participate in that, it's like Corey said, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Let us know where you're texting from, what you want. And unfortunately, it's a one-way system, so there's no ability for us to reply. But we really enjoy reading them. And we'll pick some of the fun ones and read them for Captain Tim on the air.
And we look forward to doing that. Or give us a call again at 213-432-1090. Got Captain Tim Ekstrom in here for the next 2 hours from the Royal Star. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app in the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star in studio. And again, if you want to give us a shout, 213, there is one line open. Again, 213-432-1090, giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's.
We can go on and on about the fishing all the show, and we'll continue. But, boy, that's the other thing that you got to say. Obviously, you're so excited to be giving away that trip, a full-day trip aboard the Liberty. How about the season that the Liberty has had? And, again, still rolling. I mean, from great island fishing to all the offshore tuna fishing to then late season kelp fishing, now back at the islands again. It's just been, man, what a great year for those guys.
Yeah, it's like going to the supermarket.
Again, yeah.
It's supermarket fishing. It's, what do we want to go for today? Do we want to go offshore and target, you know, yellows on kelps, bluefin, maybe swing by the islands on the way in, you know what I mean? Because it's that close. I mean, fish available, what, the 302, and you can actually do both. I mean, it's... The opportunity at the islands, that the yellowtail, that I don't think it ever left. It just comes and goes,
sure.
You know, and it's subject to conditions. But, yeah, I mean, what an amazing.
So cool.
It's just yet another extension of how amazing the season has been for these guys. You know, all day, three-quarter day, offshore. It's
And it's nothing new having the Liberty at the Landing now. Those guys have developed such a great and successful run. But it's so cool to have the fishing that those guys have really mastered at that level of trip. You know, there wasn't, not many years ago, you certainly wouldn't think about going on a full day trip, you know, formerly a three quarter day trip, you know, and have great shots at offshore tuna and offshore yellowtail. That was just something that was only available for overnights and day and a half. And, you know, some people that amount of time just doesn't jive with their schedule. And to provide the type of fishing that the Liberty is, and, you know, in San Diego and guys like that have had for the, you know, Mission Bell for the local fleet has been really cool. It's just yet another, you know, feather in the cap of how great this overall, this fishery is.
Yeah, I really have to tip my hat to those guys on the Liberty. And, you know, we got to give credit to Ryan there on the San Diego. I mean, those guys have created a fishery, and Ryan is really at the forefront. They've created a fishery that has been by far the greatest recruiting platform to longer trips
to
San Diego style sport fishing, because, you know, half day is an entry level thing, right? You know, I mean, every once in a while the half day guys, you know, some yellows will come through whenever they get their shot, but that all day trip, that opens a completely it opens the door to that offshore, you know, pelagics, tuna, et cetera. And we all know from an angling perspective, when a novice angler they see those tuna coming aboard, they catch one of those tuna, that, like the hook is set.
You know, done.
I mean, that's somebody who has an experience that you know, potentially and many times transforms them into a lifetime angler. You know what I mean? Those guys have just done such a phenomenal job. And again, there's a lot of changes that occurred that have opened the door to this fishery now that's right in our backyard. I mean, it just wasn't available in the 80s. It wasn't available in the 90s. You know what I mean? Like all this yellowfin, the close proximity, the bluefin, the yellowtail and the kelps, et cetera. But those platforms have done such an incredible job of recruiting anglers into our fishery, like the real deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one thing to go out and catch a few rockfish on a half day, and it's like, we get some. It's a whole other program to go out and get yellows and tuna. And, you know, I mean, those guys fashion their fishing after what they learned on the long range boats.
That's the point that I wanted to make. That's how excited we are to give away a trip on the Liberty. And like you said, the hats off to the Ryans and Matt Brawlas and Taros and Enables. And it's because it's not just a full day trip. It is almost like taking a day out of long range fishing. And then, you know, the level of service is different and the level of food is even different and the fish care and the type of fishing there are. It's just, it's been fun to watch it go to an elevated level over the last several years.
Yeah, I feel really the same way. It's a snapshot, and it really does. I mean, it recruits just a huge number of it because, that was fun. You know, God, it's like I blinked and it's already over. I want to do that more. You know, how can I go on a, you know, I'm going to go on a day and a half trip next time. I'm going to go on a 3-day trip. I mean, the number of anglers that we see in the long range fleet that have, you know, their origin was going on the San Diego three times or going on the Liberty. So I'm so stoked for those guys on every level. You know, they've developed an incredible fishery. They've been part of it, especially Ryan. I mean, he's the foundation. You know, he really is. Yeah. I mean, he's the guy, you know, who really put that fishery on the map. Taro worked with him for a long time. You guys know that Taro's going to be the sole owner of the Liberty here shortly, right?
I did not know that. Exciting.
Breaking Taro news. Is in the process and it's followed the plan. You know, we all got in a boat with him, and this was the plan for the whole time. And he's in the process. You know, the transition is taking place. It's soon to be Taro as the sole owner operator of the Liberty, which we're really, really, really pleased about.
Well,
you know?
and what good timing and very cool to say the brand new dad, Taro, as of a couple days ago. So we talked about it last week, and a big congratulations to he and Gina. And, man, this what a great thing happening for great people.
I mean, you might as well do it all at once.
Yeah.
Right? Just jump in both feet. You know? At least you get it in the off season. I mean, I don't know if they planned that or whatever, but if they did, my hat's off. Good job.
I don't recall if it was you or Frank or probably both, but I know that you said there's nothing that pushes a guy forward in business like debt and necessity. And, owning the boat and having a baby will do those two things.
You
bet. Nothing pushes you forward like that.
Yeah, it's quite a motivating factor there. You bet. But,
great news.
Yeah, and I was down on the boat the other day. I haven't been down there. You know, we've obviously been busy running our boat and everything. I haven't had a chance to walk around that boat in the Liberty at least a couple of months, you know, a couple, 3 months. I was down there last week. We're doing a survey for the, for the transfer. Anyway, that boat is in unbelievable shape, man. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm looking at this thing after. I mean, they've been running nonstop since May.
Yeah.
And you think, you know, I mean, hey, man, all the boats you run for 6 months and carrying that many individuals and just in and out. I mean, they take a beating.
And you know what too, Tim, is the fact that you can lay down. You got a bunk on your way in. You got a shower. I mean, you can take a if you're driving from L.A.
Yeah.
If you're that kind of guy and you've got a couple hour drive, I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, just the in and out. I mean, the chance to just, again, go horizontal. As we say, anchor up on the one fathom. drop it on the one on the way out or the way back in. But, I mean, the boat's in incredible shape. Again, we could just go on and
That's
on.
Cool.
I just gushed over it. The thing was just in beautiful condition. So my hat's off to those guys again. What an incredible fishery.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, hey, we got a couple of really fun guests on the line. Starting off, we got the boss. Pete is on the line right now. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys. Corey, Rick, Tim, great to hear you, and really good show. listening from this side for the last couple of weeks has been really enjoyable and kind of fun, but you guys are doing a great job, and Corey and Rick, thank you for being there for me. I sure appreciate it. I just want to kind of give you an update on my condition, and then also voice my opinion on the carb thing that happened yesterday. But I'm doing better. You know, last couple of days I feel like I've turned the corner. I've had, 9 years ago I had my left hip done. Then I had my right hip done a couple weeks ago. It would be 2 weeks on Monday. And I got to tell you, this one kicked my ass, man. It really did. I've been in a lot of pain, a ton of swelling, and my doctor says it's mostly because I take so much heart medication, so much blood thinner for my heart, that's caused a lot of the swelling, which in turn causes the pain and such like that. So, but the last couple of days, I've been feel like I really have been turning the corner, making progress. So by next weekend, I should be back to being in the studio with you and being okay. But just wanted to tell you that the hip seems to be healing properly, and I'll be hopefully strong like bull very soon. So, but I just
we need you pulling on some fish.
Yeah. So yeah, for sure. So I got to hear a lot of the testimonies last night for the carbon. I just want to throw out a huge thank you and hats off to all the captains and owners that hung in there for hours and hours and hours and hours waiting for the thing to finally come up. But what really impacted me listening, and I had an idea of the scope of it, but I had no idea the max scope of it, of what it was, until I really heard a lot of that testimony yesterday of how far up and down the coast. It's not just San Diego. It's not just Dana Point. It's all the way up to, Bodega Bay, north of Bodega Bay, testimonies from San Francisco and Morro Bay and Monterey. And I mean, just up and down the California coast, all these lives and livelihoods that are going to be impacted by this ridiculous thought process. And, and I'm so glad to hear that there are some human beings actually on the cardboard that actually listen to some of this testimony and have some kind of a human thought. It's like, geez, I guess we really are doing something pretty horrible to these people. So let's hope that better minds prevail and that the human side of this whole thing got really put out yesterday about how ridiculous this whole thought process is to put all these companies out of business up and down the coast. The other thing I want to throw out is how shame on those scientists and the people from Scripps that testified about how in favor they were of this thing. They should just be ashamed of themselves, be throwing out all this, ludicrous testimony that is total false testimony. And the fact of the matter is, yeah, maybe some lives are being lost, but look at the 98 cargo ships up outside of L.A. and all that. You don't think that one of those ships pollute more than probably all the sport fishing boats up and down the coast with burning the sulfur gases and stuff like that, or the diesel fuel that they put on in different countries and stuff like that? There's no question about that. But are they looking at that? No, they're not. They're not. So, hats off again. I know, Tim, you mentioned Captain Marcus Medak. What a speaker that guy is. He is unbelievable. And you did a great job, and Captain Frankie and Mark Paisano and all the guys, all the guys that testified really did a fantastic job and really, in my opinion, put a real human side to this whole thing. So good going on all that, and let's hope it made an impact.
Pete, I want to just again comment on this. There's such a simple solution here. And number one, the most disturbing aspect of this is the data that they're using, the data that they've created is false. It's not true. They've created an equation based on false information. So all of the conclusions that they've drawn, the testimony they give, I'll just throw the one ridiculous one out. One sport boat pollutes more than 162 school buses. Come
it's
on.
So ridiculous.
Kind of believable. So
no, and that's just the crazy thing, Tim, is that was the headline in a story in the L.A. Times yesterday. Shame on the L.A. Times to produce that thing. I mean, what false journalism, that is. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so, I mean, I could just so they basically say that they calculated as a sport boat as a with an 800 horsepower engine running full throttle for, you know, amount of time versus a bus that's, you know, sitting there doing 20 miles. And I mean, it's just, it's not true. Marcus had an incredible statistic that he used or he created from his own logbooks. Yeah. And the amount of time that the Nulawan spent fishing in state waters, in the regulated waters, is 16%. 16% of the time. So all of these equations, again, are based on all the boats. You know, it would be like us driving up and down the harbor at full throttle.
Right.
We don't drive up and down the harbor
ever
at full throttle. Yeah. Ever. We don't even run our boats at full throttle.
And you spend most of your time more than 3 miles offshore.
That's
so
exactly
that's the
right.
other factor.
Well beyond California state waters.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just one example of the egregious disconnect. I mean, and the sad part about this is, if they had just, I mean, you got this whole, I don't know how many of them there are, but there's a lot of them, and there are a lot of smart people. And if they really wanted to do a public service, how about coming down and taking a few trips on these boats and actually seeing what they do, get some accurate measurements, learn how we operate our vessels. We never run our boats more than 60%. I mean, it's the fact that there was such horrific lack of attention to reality. You know what I mean? Like come and get a real set of numbers, plug real data into the equation, and you will find that we, as a fleet, do not represent so much
a fraction
of what they're saying. Exactly. I'm going to use the line. I have to say it. I've wanted to. Steve Bush, you know, our sea captain who comes out fishing with these, he said, you guys, he said, really, they're coming after you. He said, you guys are a fart in a hurricane. I mean, it's true, though. You know, I mean, it's like that.
No, that's the facts. Yeah.
They're coming after us. You know, you made the comparison again. Yeah. It's like, you know, those cargo ships pumping, you know, black soot from burning bunker out there on the anchor. I mean, it really is disappointing to see that the CARB staff, rather than taking a step back and recognizing that, hey, we've made a mistake here. We could just, if we do our homework correctly and engage with these guys, we can get some real numbers out there and actually minimize the impact. But instead of doing that, they decided to dig in and go after
us.
Here's
our stand.
Here's the thing, though, Tim.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, Tim. You know, it's not over yet. And we've been through this before with the MPAs and stuff like that. It's like all this bad science and all that stuff. I mean, they just, like, bulldoze this stuff through. And that's exactly what they're going to try and do with this. So we've got to keep vigilant. We've got to keep up the fight. But I think there was definitely some impact yesterday. And I just want to make sure that people stay active. Because if you say you don't ride sport boats, you have your own boat, hey, guess what? They're after us next. They're after the people that own diesel-powered boats next. So it's not over. I mean, it's everybody who fishes, everybody that's on the water, everybody who has a boat is involved in this. So let's keep vigilant. Let's keep active. And that's my two cents. I just wanted to throw it.
So. Yeah, 2025, they're coming after the private fleet. So, I mean, this is not limited to sport boats. Everybody, I'm telling you, you got to engage. You got to get involved because they're coming after you next, and that is the absolute fact. I want to just, again, mention what Pete said. It was very encouraging to hear some of the comments from the actual CARB board. They recognize that there is a human element to this, and there at least was some recognition that the CARB staff can do a better job of both outreach as well as cleaning up some of the numbers that have skewed these equations so far, you know, against this fleet. I mean, it's absurd. Again, I don't want to get too far because I'll start pushing my fish.
Yeah, I didn't want to get you fired up again. But anyway, hey, guys, thanks for being there. I sure appreciate your covering for me, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And I'll be listening because I'm anxious to hear what the heck's going on out there. I need to be back in touch with all the fishing going on out there. So well, thanks, guys. Take care.
You're the man, Pete. Great job. I saw you yesterday. You look great, man.
All right.
Yeah, glad you're feeling better, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Appreciate it very much.
All right.
Sounds good. All right, Pete. Glad the recovery is going good. We're going to be right back, and let's talk hookup. Castman, hang on. We got your report. We're coming back from the Baja, taking your calls. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app in the mightier 1090.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having such a great time. And as promised, we've got the Cast Man on hold. And Cast Viewers Report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait for a great day at the lake. And Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld, next to Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 Freeway in Mapleview and Lakeside, and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. For all that information, check DanaLanding.com.
That's it, man. Hey, as promised, let's find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, boys. Good show. Hey, good to hear that. Yeah, good. Good to hear that Pete called in, and of course Pete was tap dancing all around the these environmentalists and scientists that put all of this false reports out, and it's just plain and simple, it's BS, and it is big time. But you know, these guys are they got an objective, and they're going to do everything they can to lie, cheat, and get their way about this. So good to hear that people are standing up against that and trying to correct this stuff. But anyway, you know, we just got back from our annual Wahoo Rumble, and we had three Wahoo caught. Like I say, and like, as usual, I got the report. The Wahoo were wide open this last past week. Not a lot of them landed, but they were getting bit. People were getting bit, and, you know, and like you say, with those Wahoo and that hard mouth they get, you got to get that hook set in there good, you know, especially with those trolling lures, the Rafale X-Wraps, the 40s, the orange color and the purple. But, you know, like I said, that's fishing. We just should have, you know, you were a week too early. But other fish in the area there, still no tuna. Dorado's still holding up there. And, of course, the bottom fish up there, they're doing the red snapper, which is the Wachinango that really, really good to eat. And got a real quick report from Ixtapas y Montanejo. Looks like the sailfish there are coming in pretty good numbers. They're averaging about one sailfish per boat release, right? One sailfish boat release per day. And then along the beaches, of course, the roosterfish are always in there this time of year, all the way through the winter and the early spring. But not much else happening. No reports from Mazatlan. I'm hoping to get those started here. You know, things are still slow from COVID. They are getting a few fishing people down there, but it's not like it used to be. But anyway, that's the report for this week. I'll give you guys next Saturday. Hopefully I'll have a few more reports coming in from some of the other destinations that we sell. But good show, guys, and I'll awesome. Talk to you guys next Saturday.
Castman, great report. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to more reports as they continue to trickle in. And a great job and lots of fun having you in the studio last weekend. Look forward to it. If somebody wants to go on one of those great trips we talked about last week, they do want to get in on this great fishing in the Baja one more time, how do we find you at Cast Tours?
Yeah, give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And, Ricky, I just thought of one more thing. Our Let's Talk Hookup Pesca Panama trip, April 23 to 30. I just had two spots open up. And anybody wants to go on that fabulous, fabulous fishing trip to Panama and fish those big tuna, give us a call. Once again, Cast Tours, 800-593-6510.
Awesome. Great job, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Cass, man. All right. Hey, from the Baja, let's go to the Royal Polaris live. Captain Roy Rose is calling us this morning. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Rick, Tim, Corey. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Roy. We're doing great, buddy. Having a good time in here. Anxious to hear what's going on the RP.
No, we had a nice, well-rounded trip here. The only thing, I wish we would have some, but we had very good fishing on that basically, it's 25 to 35-pound tuna. If you caught a smaller one, it was a 18-pounder. Well, that was nice. Down below. We had a couple good days of that. Went out to the rocks, had decent wahoo fishing. Everybody aboard caught a wahoo or a couple more than that. Very good Dorado fishing on the kelps. That fish there's, call it 12 to 18 pounds. Very nice grade of fish there. The guys that wanted those got what they wanted. And then we finished up the trip at Guadalupe, where the guys that listened and used decent tackle did well on 70 to 120-pound yellowfin tuna.
Nice.
We had a couple of very nice days. Very frustrating to watch fish break on stuff that information that's put out on the Internet drives me crazy. I'm sure it drives Tim crazy. But there's opportunity out there, and Tim's boat will go out there and capitalize next week on it.
Well, that's great and a good report, Roy. Glad to hear there's some big fish. So what is the right gear right now for Guadalupe? If a guy's listening to this and he knows he's got a trip going to the loop, what's the right gear to use where you're not breaking them off and hopefully putting a big one on the deck?
I would use a decent-sized reel the size of a Talica. What's that one? The white one. 16? That would be the absolute And I would have 80-pound Spectra and 60-pound real fluorocarbon. By that, I mean not the stuff that says it's 60, but it's really 40. not to step on anyone's toes, but, again, very frustrating to watch fish get off because of this information.
Here, so
anyway, there's a lot of nice fish out there, and they're biting right now. It's all out there on a little bit deeper water than we've been fishing, and it's a nice, steady, all-day anchor-type deal where you just keep one to three hooked and capitalize.
Man, that's great. Awesome, buddy. Well, sounds like some great fishing, and what a great trip. Like you say, very well-rounded. Got it all. Got the numbers and the trophies and the Wahoo and the Dorado and everything else. So it sounds like a great win. When will we look forward to seeing this trip come back, Roy?
We get back tomorrow. We'll be in tomorrow morning, and then we turn around on a three-day trip, go try and find some bluefin. We'll try and catch them somewhere.
Any opportunities coming up to come fishing with you and the boys on the Royal Polaris?
Monica, call area code 619-226-8030 and see if there's find out if there's any openings on any of the upcoming trips. There's a few trips left, and I honestly don't know if there are any openings right now, but you give them a call and see if somebody dropped off.
Roger that. Okay, buddy. Well, great job, Roy. Glad to hear you guys had such good fishing, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon and look forward to seeing you come in tomorrow with the Royal Polaris.
All right, buddy. We'll see you. You guys have a good day.
Appreciate that very much. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Tim. Corey, let's jump into them.
Yeah, and they are, Rick. Let's talk to Sam. Sam calling from Irvine. Thanks for your patience this morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Sam.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. It's been a great fishing season, love fishing and all that, but to this politics aspect of it, it is disturbing what is going on, and it's all across the spectrum. And when I hear the discussion, it's as if people think we're dealing with individuals that are trying to deal in reality, but they have an agenda, and you can't you have to be as militant as they are when you go back after them. I'm surprised that, there aren't more in the different websites, that there aren't more political aspects in them. Because when I go, like, for instance, on Bloody Decks, people that are in fishing are promoting these things. And I'm like, seriously, you're cutting your own throat for what? You're listening to ideology that is false, but they don't have anything to compare that to. So I know it's a fishing show, but I just had to say, it's time to get a little more militant back with the pushback on these things, because it's not based in truth and fact. So
you don't need to apologize, Sam, because you're frustrated at a frustrating situation. It is that's just the scenario that you're faced with, and we appreciate the phone call, and I get it. I get where you're at. It's not the thing. Like, fishing for most of us is the relief. It's what you do. It's what we like, and it's what we enjoy, and it's what our passion is, and it's what you do to escape everything. And it's difficult, to realize that you do need to stand up and fight for it. And it's not the type of thing that any of us should be having to fight for. It's something that's been happening since the beginning of time, and it's just frustrating that that's the arena that we're in. But thankfully, we got guys like Tim and Frank and Captain Frankie and everybody else that is pushing it. And Tim and Sam, we appreciate the phone call very much. How about we jump back into them and talk to Ed? Ed's called us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, Ed. Welcome morning. To Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I was wondering, has anyone contacted our public official Senate about this this CARB thing? And if so, I'd like to know who is for that and who is against it, so we can take care of it next time the election rolls around.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can certainly engage. And, yeah, we've been engaged with anyone and everyone, all the way up to the governor's office. So, you can do plenty of research. You go on the just go on the CARB website, or go, come down and I don't know where you're at, but give us a call, have a conversation with Ken in the office, have a conversation with me. There's been a tremendous amount of engagement, tremendous, and I got to take my hat off and give full credit to Ken Frankie and the team at SAC. They've just done an amazing job of assembling a group of very, very accomplished individuals who are assisting us with this process, lobbying and the PR side of it. And you just have to you got to get engaged. Yeah. You know, and if you'd have listened to that hearing yesterday, I was actually really encouraged at the end there. They read a statement. Our local assemblyman, Nathan Fletcher, was going to speak on our behalf. He had to bow out for a family engagement, but they read his statement, and it was very supportive of us. It was everybody is supportive, by the way. No one is saying that we're not looking to reduce emissions and that we will employ the latest technology and as evolution provides more tools to provide, you know, safe platforms that are environmentally sound. We're all on board for that. It's the timeline that's the real issue. You know what I mean? It's the fact that we've been hit with this accelerated timeline and it's just unrealistic. You can't go out there and say, hey, you know what, in 10 years, these are all going to be battery powered or we're going to put you out of business. I exaggerated here a bit, but that's an example. Yeah. It's almost that egregious. You know what I mean? Again, I don't want to, that's not what they're saying, but that's what the objective is to ultimately make this, you know, zero emissions and battery up. We're not there yet. The technology hasn't caught up. Hey, if the technology's there, if it was available and it was reasonable from a cost perspective, hell yeah, we'd all upgrade our boats already.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? We all want the same thing, and that's for, you know, generations to come to have the opportunity to go fishing and you know, breathe clean air, et cetera, et cetera. But you got to get involved. That's the main thing. Everybody has to be involved. This is our only chance to preserve our way of life and our recreation, because, you know, again, I said it before, like you can't believe that there's an actual proposal out there that could mean the demise of this fleet. You can't believe it's real. Men, women, it's real. This is no joke. Like there's a bunch of, you know, we all know there's a lot of ulterior motives going on here, and it all seems to come from the same side. You know, again, politically, there is an objective, and the objective is to remove us from the water. Now, whether or not that's you know, underpins this whole thing, we can debate that, but that would be the result. And there's a hell of a lot of people on one side of the spectrum that's what they want.
Yeah.
That is what they want. So, anyway, again, you guys, stay involved.
Save fishing.com and sign that.
That's right.
Or your local landing, Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth. I mean,
you said it best. If you really want to be involved, a quick phone call to Ken Frankie and his team would be a great place to start.
That's right. And then you got to get involved and stay active. You know, you got to call your representatives. You have to make your voice heard. And the more that we that the more support that this receives, the more the politicians will take notice.
Yep.
So well anyway, said. Stay involved, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. We're at the top of the hour break. We're going to be back more with Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. We're going to be taking your calls, fish reports, and more when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090.